Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Jenkins Cumberland Presbyterian Church on this first Sunday in September. And I'm not sure where the year's gone. Not sure if I left any trails that people will remember me about, but I hope to make up for that for the last part of the year. I'd like to welcome, if we have any visitors this morning. Do we have any visitors, first-time visitors? Okay. Announcements. And while we're doing announcements, if they have the keypads been passed out, please sign those and put 1015 on them. Yes, ma'am, Miss Becky.
I have two announcements.
Thank you, Becky. Do we have other announcements? Yes, ma'am.
Next Sunday night, we're going to try something new. We're going to start choir practice. We haven't had a choir all summer, and we've really lost a lot of members. So please, if you feel any inclination for being supportive of your church choir, or want to participate in any way, come on out next Sunday night at 6:30.
Okay. Do we have any other announcements? If not, let's go to our prayer request. Do we have any prayer requests? Mike.
Y'all probably get tired of hearing me, and that's okay. You can deal with that. I just got to tell you that it's just being able to run into people from time to time and talk, not have to worry about being at work, and not just out of the clear blue, seeing that God has put somebody in your path is a great thing. I've got three on the prayer list today, and the first one is kind of a funny thing.
do have anyone else? Yes, Don. Oh, bless your heart. Yes, ma'am, Deborah. Saw that in the paper. Do we have any? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Do we have anyone else? Yes, ma'am.
I read it in the Betsy Gold prayer today, and she is Matthew's mother, Joyce Mother-in-law. She was coming to Hannah's grandmother. She has, she had heart surgery back in July, so we're covering from that, and just some other low points right now. So, after if we could lift her in prayer, too.
Yes, ma'am.
Tracy Pond.
Hunter. Okay. If there's no other prayer requests, let us pause for a moment of silent prayer and prepare our hearts and open our hearts to God's Word. Our call to worship today is taken from Proverbs 22. All who have ears to hear, hearken to God's voice. Whoever sows injustice will reap calamity. Whoever wields the rod of anger will suffer failure. Those who are generous are blessed, for they share their bread with the poor. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Let us sing praises to the Lord who bestows blessings on all of us.
Well, if you would, stand and turn with me to 307.
Pray with me. Most holy God, we come humbly before you this morning, thanking you for this holiday weekend. We thank you, Father, for all the men and the women who have worked through the years and contributed to the prosperity and well-being of this country. And Father, we thank you the most, for without your help and your guidance and your abundant mercies, we would not have been blessed as well as we have. Lord, help us remember that all things come from You, and through You we can do all things. Help us remember this holiday weekend as we go about our work week, that we must be mindful of our purpose, Lord. Our purpose, or our job, sharing the good news and bringing the light of Your goodness to others, just as You have done for us. Father, we ask that You bless us and bless our earthly work. But most importantly, we ask that You bless our heavenly work, God. And God, we thank You that we are not alone and that Your Son is with us. And so we pray as He taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
And you may be seated. Please join us. Join me in the Apostles' Creed. It is 7:16 in the back of your hymnal, or is it going to be on the wall? Maybe. Who knows? Okay. Get your hymnal. Or check your memory and do it by memory. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into Hades. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Called a confession this morning. It's, we may honor Him with our lips, but are our hearts far from Him? Please join me in our prayer of confession. Dear God, too many of our days are consumed with doubt if there is enough love, enough blessing, enough creativity, enough grace, enough compassion, or enough kindness in the world to bring about the promise of Your kingdom. Dear God, we wonder even Your great love can make a difference in our lives. Convinced of our unworthiness, our hearts and our imaginations wither and harden in despair as we turn away from You. Shatter the illusions that separate us from each other. Pour out Your life-giving waters on our wounded hearts in forgiveness and grace. Amen. And our words of assurance are from Mark chapter 7. Our God is always ready to rain blessings on us, to pour hope into our souls by the life and the love of Jesus the Christ. We are redeemed in God's eyes.
Turn to number 429. Lord, listen to Your children praying. Lord, listen to
our offertory sentence is, may the God who provides us with everything we need grant us the gift of God's own generosity as we make our offering today. I invite the ushers to come forward to accept our tithes and offerings. believe we have special music now.
Let's sing the special music together. The words are on the screen.
Amazing if all we do, we honored Him. Think about that this week. Children's time. Children, come on down. I believe Miss Julie's going to bring our message this morning.
Thank you.
Our scripture lesson today is taken from John chapter 8, verse 12, and Ephesians chapter 4, 17 through 24. Listen to God's word. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to the sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, with a continual lust for more. You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of him and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. you were taught with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God, in true righteousness and holiness. Paul? I really liked it last week when the young adults gave their testimonies, and they all said, "And Paul gave me this scripture."
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I'd like to start out by praying this morning. I'll wait and let everyone get seated. All right. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, it is such a good day to be alive, Lord. It's such a good day to just know that you came to earth, Lord, and you took our place. You died for us. You sacrificed your life so that we may have life. Father, I pray that you give me strength to deliver your message this morning, and I pray that your spirit begin to stir in our hearts, God. And I pray that we all can remember that you are the light, and that we must shine out in the darkness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I got the inspiration for my message this morning a couple weeks ago at the men's breakfast we had. That morning, Patrick actually gave a devotion to the men about being lights in the world and following Jesus, who is the light of the world. And he did an excellent job, and that was on a Saturday. And then later on in the day, I actually went caving, which is something that I like to do. I don't know if anyone out here likes to do that, but it's a blast, and it's so much fun exploring the unknown and just being in a completely different environment. But I really enjoyed doing that on Saturday. And then Sunday, for the youth group, Patrick sort of tweaked the devotion he gave for the men and presented that for the youth. It was a great message, and that night we actually had a really powerful time of prayer. And in that prayer, I really kind of started thinking more about light and darkness and about my experiences caving and how those two things relate. So that's really what my message is going to be about this morning, and I'm hoping to use a lot of different examples of caving and how that relates to our world and the darkness in our world and Jesus, the light of the world. The first thing I just want to say is that light is important because it leads us and others through darkness and out of darkness, and that's true when you're in the cave, and that's true today. I kind of feel like today our world is sort of cave-like. There's a lot of darkness everywhere. I think you all agree with me. You don't have to look far. Just turn on the news or go on the internet or wherever, and you can just see that our world is not right. There's darkness all over, and it's just hard sometimes to see the light. And if you look at our society, you can just see that if you look at all our forms of media, whether it's movies or TV or music, anything like that, there's a lot of violence being encouraged, and lust and sexuality. There's sickness and disease everywhere, and a lot of drug and alcohol abuse too. I mean, the list just goes on and on. And Christians say, I feel, are being persecuted. And perhaps you don't feel that here in this church, in this country, but I know if you look elsewhere across this world that you're going to find that. And I don't know about you all, but I feel discouraged by that sometimes. Sometimes when I turn on the news, it's hard to watch for too long just because I look around and I see that, you know, these things are happening, and I wonder why, and I wonder if there's any hope. And what's really sad too is this darkness and all these things that are happening, they have a tendency to cause spiritual blindness. They have a tendency to cause people to not see that God is real and see that there is light in this world. When you think about it in a cave, if you're in the darkness without a light, it's really dangerous and it's really scary. There's pits and just rocks and places you got to squeeze through and things like that you would never know were there if you didn't have any light. Katie, my girlfriend, believes that there's cave monsters, and I'm sure there's that may be. I haven't found those yet. But just like that, I mean, there's things like that in our world. However, though, whenever I start to feel discouraged or whenever I feel down about these things going on, I have to turn to the Word and look at the Bible. And I look and I see first what Jesus said to us in John chapter 12, verse 46. And he said, "I have come as a light to shine in this dark world, so that all who put their trust in me will no longer remain in the dark." And then he also says in John chapter 8, verse 12, he said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." And this is encouraging to me because I know that Jesus Christ is bigger than anything that's going on with me. He's bigger than anything that's going on with you. He's bigger with any sort of darkness that you may see in the world. He's bigger than all these things, and His light is infinitely brighter than the darkest dark. I know that He's in control, and I know that if I trust in Him, I know that He'll see me through. I'm no longer blinded by the darkness. It's kind of like Jesus. If you think about our world as a cave, Jesus is kind of like our headlamp. He's our light. He leads us through the cave. He leads us through the darkness, and He shows us the way to life. I was trying to think about this and put it into an analogy, and I thought about it like this: if you look at our world sort of like a cave where there's darkness everywhere. We're all in that world. We're all a part of it. Jesus, however, came into the world, came into our cave, and found us. He found us, and he showed us His light. Not only that, but He took our place. He showed us the way out. He showed us the way out of the cave, and showed us a way that we can go and be with God and bask in His everlasting light. He let us out, and we have nothing to fear because of that. Though there may be darkness around us and all kinds of places where we may stumble and fall, He's going to see us out. He's given us hope. He is our hope. But before He's going to do that, before we can actually get out of the cave and into the life and fellowship with Jesus, He's asked us to do something. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, Jesus gives us the Great Commission, and He says, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations." And He tells us that, and we must remember that Jesus is with us, His light is with us, and so therefore we can travel around the cave, we can explore it and find other people out here who don't know that, who don't know the good news, and we can share with them the light of our Lord, and we can bring them out with us, show Him that Jesus can bring them out. But you know, sometimes we have that light, but we don't remember that we can shine. We don't remember that we're supposed to shine. And I started thinking about that, and I thought, well, you know, how can we do that? How can we really shine out to those around us? You know, how can we show them that we're different and that we have something that the world doesn't have? So I just thought of a couple things, and I went to Scripture for this. The first one is in Ephesians 4. Which is part of your scripture lesson. I'm actually going to start at verse 21, though, where it says, or actually 20. "You, however, did not come to know Christ that way. Surely you heard of Him and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." And then another verse that kind of goes along with that is in Romans chapter 13, verses 12 and 14. Paul writes, "The night is almost gone. The day of salvation will soon be here. So remove your dark deeds like dirty clothes and put on the shining armor of right living. Because we belong to the day, we must live decent lives for all to see. Don't participate in the darkness of wild parties and drunkenness or in sexual promiscuity and immoral living or in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, clothe yourselves with the presence of Lord Jesus Christ. I really like these verses because to me they point out something that separates us. And that's the fact that since we know Jesus and since He showed us and taught us what to do, we can live right. We can live just lives. We no longer have to remain in sin. We can throw off our old selves like it talks about in Ephesians. And when we do that, because we belong to the day, like it says in verse 13 of Romans chapter 13, we can live decent lives for all to see. People will see us and know us by the fact that we're different, by the fact that we believe in love, and the fact that we believe in living not for ourselves but for others, like Jesus taught us. First, we must get rid of our old sinful nature. That's gone to us. It's dead. Jesus took that. He took that away from us. So any sort of sinful desires that we're keeping around, hanging on to us, it's time to let those go and really, really shine like we're capable of by living right and living how we're intended to. We're not perfect, but Jesus knows that. And He made us perfect through His sacrifice in His eyes. Secondly, Jesus' instructions to us in Matthew chapter 5, verses 16 and 17 say, "No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father." Living right is one way we can shine out. Another is to not only live right, but share our good deeds with other people. And what good deeds could Jesus be talking about? I believe it's loving everyone. If you look all throughout the gospel, that's the main thing that Jesus is talking about, is just loving everyone. And when we love everyone, we do so many things. We serve them. We help them out when they're down. We encourage them. We build each other up. I think too many times, you see people that just everywhere, all over in your own life, but if you look in the media and everywhere, there's a lot of times people are just, it seems like they're just trying to rip each other down. It seems like they're just looking at themselves. And, you know, Jesus taught that that's not how it's supposed to be. That's not how life is supposed to be. We're supposed to build each other up. My challenge for you all is to build each other up. My challenge is to live decent lives. Throw off your sinful nature. Anything that you're hanging on to, let it go. Let it go. There's no place for it. And really to just let your good deeds shine out. Our deeds don't save us from the darkness of sin. They don't save us. Jesus does that. But they do help us to shine out and to show others and to point to Jesus, that He is the light. And then if you were thinking about, I forgot to mention this earlier actually, but Pete Mosley in the first service came up to me and said, you know, I liked your headlamp example. And something I wanted to tell you, that the batteries that these things use are called Ever-Readies. I just think that's really cool, you know, because if you think of Jesus as our light and our batteries being ever-ready, He's always going to be there. And He's always going to shine no matter what you're going through. And so I encourage us to do the same. Remember that Jesus came into the darkness to show us a way to fellowship with Him. And let us share that joyful news with others, and let the light of your salvation and the good news that Jesus brings, take that and show that to the world. And that's all I have. I think I'm just going to pray one more time. Father in heaven, Lord, light of the world, We just come before you this morning asking you, begging you, Lord, to just cleanse us from all that you've, all the sins that are in our lives. Anything that we're hanging on to, God, show us that is no longer hinders us. You have made it right. Thank you for your love, God. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for his sacrifice for us. Father, help us to share this news and share just goodness that you are. Help us to share that with the world and share that with our fellow man. God, we're certainly looking forward to the day when we can all be with you and fellowship with you, God, in heaven. And Lord, continue to light our path and light our lives until that day comes. It's in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
It's invitation hymn is number 94. It's in the little shiny book. Renew. Yeah. And I just want to say, too, anyone here who is saying to themselves right now, I'm not sure I know Jesus or that Jesus knows me, I assure you that Paul or I or Sveta or Melanie or anybody here, don't leave without finding someone to pray with, or you can come down front if you feel so bold if God moves you. But let me just say, if you don't understand the light that he's talking about and God is moving you, I recommend today being your day.
See.